Greetings, creeps. Welcome to episode 15 of the Slashings podcast. I'm your host, JR, and this is where we discuss horror's influence from the silver screen and beyond. I'm recording this intro on Monday, September 14th, and the following interview is recorded on Wednesday, August 12th. I've mentioned it before on these intros, but it bears repeating. The theatricality of horror movies and music go hand in cloven hoof. Evil peanut butter and even more evil chocolate. Horror punk being one of my absolute favorite genres of all time, arguably started by the Misfits and adapted by so many other great bands. Doom metal being near and dear to my cold black heart because Damned as a horror sample absolutely sound better when followed by a slow fuzzy riff. But I digress. The aggression and energy carried by horror punk and horror-flavored rock was integral to my consumption in the horror community. Today I chat with the drummer of Calibreeze, who are one of the hardest working bands in horror rock today. Between iconic imagery and a rash of hard-hitting horror-inspired songs and just infernal fun, these brothers are heir to the horror rock throne. All right, welcome to this week's episode of the Slashings podcast. I'm joined by my guest, Davey Calibreeze.
Hello.
Hello. Would you care to introduce yourself a little bit for anyone who isn't familiar?
Hello, I'm Davey Calibreeze. I play drums in the band Calibreeze, and I'm with JR right now.
Yeah, it's an easy band name to remember because it's you and your two brothers just smashing out jam after jam.
That's right.
Now, how'd you guys get started?
Oh, boy. a long time ago, Bobby and Jimmy were in other bands. And eventually came to a point where Bobby and Jimmy were like, why don't we start a band where, like a band that we like to listen to. They were like bands that are like compromising their interests. But anyways, that's the whole story. Here, let me get my I'm a big brain. I'm a professional here. Yes. Okay. So basically they're in other bands and they didn't want to be in them anymore or that type of stuff. And they wanted to do something and there you go. And they taught me how to play drums and then I took it from there. There you go.
There you go, dude. And now you started in that band super young, right?
Yeah, man. What grade? I feel like eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Because that first EP dropped in 2002, right? I think I have that timeline right.
Around there.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Whatever Wikipedia says. Yep.
And then you guys have just been so consistent with, like, every 2 to 3 years, something new has come out, like, over and over and over again. It's always new, original, highly creative stuff, and it's always different from what came out before. And I think the biggest gap was Flee the Light, and the one before it was...
Lust for Sacrilege.
There it is. I'm like, I can picture the black cover. I couldn't get the name in my mind. And even going from that, I mean, throughout each album, you guys kind of have a bit of a pitch change and almost a couple different genres in there. But from that one to Flee the Light, it's just a whole new, like, paradigm of songwriting, if I can be super dorky about it. Because in Flee the Light, you've got all this, like, synth you've added into it. There's a whole bunch more, like, more of an 80s vibe to some of the tunes. But you still get super thrashy with, like, Demon Splitter was super, like, pedal to the metal thrash. Like, you want to drive your car into a wall and just call it a day. Hallucinatory Void got, like, super Sisters of Mercy on it. Like, there's a lot of crazy shit on that album, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's you guys' creative writing process for stuff like that?
Well, Bobby would pull out from the ether some sort of riff, and then he'd bring it to us, and then we'd jam it out till we figure it out. And then as far as, like, the synth stuff, so we come to the studio with the rock and roll, all the rock and roll stuff. And then we hand it over to our friend and producer, Mr. Bob Hogue at Flying Blanket Recording Studios. And we're like, hey, have at it. Put some synths on this. Do some, like, 80s horror stuff. He leans more into, like, the 70s goblin type vibe. But, yeah, there you go.
Well, the goblin vibe definitely comes through, especially on the last album. And, like, it seems a lot of the, like, horror influences that you've been posting online have been sort of that, like, Italian horror, goblin, Dario Argento, Giallo type stuff. What are some of your favorite movies from that, like, era and scene?
Suspiria.
Did you see the 2018 Suspiria remake?
Dude, I've been meaning to. I just haven't had the chance yet.
I think it's rock solid. It's
on Netflix? No, it's on Amazon. That's the Amazon thing.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. Yeah, because it was a Amazon Studios original.
Okay.
Which I went into it wanting to hate it and absolutely loved every second of it.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And even going from the Goblin score to Thom Yorke, and I've never been a big Radiohead fan, but he had massive shoes to fill making that score, and he nailed it. Like, it's really good.
Very cool. Very cool.
With talking about how I've seen all the posts on social media about, like, the different influences and stuff, you guys are killer with your social media influence. Like, it's all over the place. All over.
Thank you. Oh, my God. JR, dude. You know about the reels?
The reels?
Oh, my God. See, it's so fresh. Okay, so the story goes, so Facebook bought Instagram, and then Snapchat was popping, and so they're like, all right, we can't buy you, but we're going to steal that whole idea, which became stories.
Yep.
And then something similar happened with TikTok, and they just took the idea and called it something else. And it was put up 5 days ago. It was just released. And I've already been like posting a ton on TikTok. And so I'm like, I'm all ready, dude. I'm ready to fucking take over. And see, you don't even know. Like, it's like, it's so hit. It's like, yeah, I'm ready, dude.
Well, because that's been, like, you guys' jam for a minute now. I'm always seeing new posts and new, like video content through everything. Because you're right. You jumped on TikTok right away. I saw the one from you when you were chatting with Argyle Goolsbee, like, a month or two ago about, like, the Are You Afraid of the Dark shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, he's on TikTok, too. Holy shit, that makes sense. But you're everywhere. You're ubiquitous. You are legion.
Dude, man, like, literally, right after we're done here, I'm going to post a reel. So, there you go.
I'll gladly check out reel and learn what that is. Like, it's hard keeping up with all that stuff, man. Social media is insane.
Well, it's just, you know, like 16-second burst of fun.
Okay.
Interesting things, you know.
So, it is just Instagram's TikTok.
Bingo. Bingo. Yeah.
With a lot of the tunes that you guys have written over time, there's a lot of good samples in there. What has been what samples have you contributed to songs, and which one's your favorite?
Boy, howdy. Well, I started taking over finding the samples around Deglo Necros.
Nice.
So Deglo has it. Scorpion has it. Lust doesn't have anything for a reason, if you want to do a follow-up question.
I do.
And then, but Flea has it as well. So, yeah, just trying to find some old-ass, cool, occulty, vampire-y things. And what's my favorite? A good gem is... it's on Invisible Witches.
Here's my
nunchucks from Ghost Wolves.
Nice.
Anyways, so it's on Invisible Witches, and it's like, what's the fuck? What do they say?
It's talking about witchcraft and joining their coven.
Yeah, you're a witch's coven, aren't you? And true religion. Yeah.
What's that from? Good. I feel like I've seen it, but I couldn't peg the movie.
Dude, I just scour. I don't even.
Damn it. Well, if anyone listening happens to figure out a movie that is, message it in the comments. I need to know. I need to rewatch it. I know I've seen it. So, follow up then. Why were there no samples on the previous album?
Well, because we made a conscious decision to just go like this. Turn. And when we turned, that allowed the option or the idea of like adding synths. And so it was because it was like a little empty in spots where you would put a sound clip. And so we created some like synthy things, which was different for us. And then everybody, the favorite songs people like are the ones with the synth. So we're like, okay. Hence, we delight with as many synths as possible. And then people always like talk about the sound clip. So then the sound clip's on top of that and bing, bada, boom.
And you've got this runaway monster of an album with you, how many music videos you had for? Was it 11?
11 music videos, yeah. Oh, and dude, okay. So this actually almost was the cover.
Okay.
Which is a picture of us, which we were like leaning towards the lust thing again. But then Bobby was like, hey, why don't you like try something with the goat? We took some pictures and then I put it into the square. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
It's a badass cover.
Thank you. Yeah, dude, like it almost wasn't, dude. It almost wasn't. It was just supposed to be music video fodder. Like it's just something cool, like a demon goat. And then it just so happened our guy took some photos of Goatman, and then there you go. The rest is history.
Yeah, and it's been run away with the Goatman ever since, between like the pin and all the post. And the Goatman's a cool look, man. I hope that keeps going for the next couple albums.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it could. Goatman comment. It's a whole vibe. It's a whole vibe. Yeah.
And now, looking at your couple of pins you have there in the shirt as well, you guys have been killer with your merch game. What do you think is the favorite piece that you've put out for it so far?
Okay, well, latest is the greatest, JR. And I haven't made the announcement yet, but yeah.
the whole flag? Oh, sorry, can I say what it is?
The Dangling Echoes flag is being released on Friday, but no one knows yet until tomorrow.
Okay.
So there you go.
So as of right now, it's the inside scoop. By the time this episode airs, that flag will be up and most likely sold out, because you guys sell so fast through everything you put up. It's insane.
Blessed be.
Like, I didn't even see the figure that went up until like months after it was gone. I'm like, how the hell did I miss it?
Dude, JR.
Oh, it's so rude. He's so good. Thanks. Staring at your shelves of collectibles and goodies, what's your favorite collectible that you have?
Well,
the goat? Yeah!
No. there's a ton of things. So, let's see here. I don't normally do the wide screen. We got Ghost Wolves right here.
Yep.
Oh, you're familiar with Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is the Elvis that was like Screech's mom's Elvis, and then it like fell when they're having a party.
Yep.
At that one. Oh, and then one more show off. Let's see if you can see it. All right, see, right there. That's the Ouija board from Voices of the Dead. See, that's the first thing you see.
Cool.
There you go.
It's like a whole like Calabrese museum going on, man.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And I got the coffin right here.
Oh, shit.
Whole bunch of things. Yes.
That's awesome. And now with Flee the Light just coming out in 2019, I'm sure you guys have taken like a break from songwriting and recording and stuff. Have you been working on anything during quarantine craziness?
I know Bobby's messing with some things. Our things. So that's good. It's still there. But the jive right now is lots of merch.
Yep.
Oh, and the vlogs. Got a ton of vlogs. Doing a lot of vlogging. And so I filmed every single day and we did the studio. So those are all up right now if you want to watch them and binge them. And what I'm releasing now is the tour vlog. There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, on the loose topic of tour, once all of this is over, if you could organize one tour with you guys, two other bands, who are the other go-tos?
Ghost.
Hell yeah.
I will pick Ghost and Metallica, please. Thank you very much. Oof.
That is a stacked bill, my friend. Because now you're going to have the double feature of Kiss the Goat and everything with your Goat Man. You got a whole lot of goat.
We'll let them open up. It'll be fine.
So now we just need Metallica to write the Goat song. Like, come on, guys, catch up. You have this whole illustrious career, not a single song about a goat. You're messing up. Damn it, Hetfield.
Oh, man.
As far as genres go, you guys you get put into like that horror punk vibe a lot, when realistically a lot of your albums and tunes don't really fit like that nothing feels like that cookie cutter misfit style. You guys have your own thing. Where do you, like, obviously you have the horror influence and stuff. I'm trying to think of where I'm going with that. It's always been weird to me that you guys get lumped into that horror punk thing when you're almost your own genre. You have way more blues rock in there. What do you think would be your most horror punk album? Because everything else is kind of blues rocky or street punky.
Diggle and Necros.
Yeah. Dude, that flag is so killer.
You better be picking one up, JR.
You're damn right. Dude, they're gone. Like, the last flag sold out in minutes. So, yeah, no, I got to hop on that. I got to get one of those as soon as they go up.
Yeah, I think this must have been the most horror rock or punk.
Yeah, cool.
Because after Dayglow, we shifted a little bit, and it was we did Scorpion's Touch, which was more rock and roll. You would think of rock and roll.
That had more like a Bad Religion-y, like Ducky Boys, almost Springsteen-y kind of Americana rock and roll to it.
Yep. So there's that, and then Lustre Sacrilege. Danzig.
Yeah, very Danzig worship, including like the album. It's like the album cover itself. Like, okay, I know what they're going with.
Yeah, and then I like to think Flee the Light is like a combination between Lust and Dayglow. So you got like the more mature stuff from Lust, and then some fun bits from Dayglow. But I don't mind the horror rock. Horror punk label. It's a good way to describe us. Also, we could be changing the idea of what it means to be horror rock, horror punk.
That's true. That's how I had found you guys, was through like an online like Blitzkid chat a couple years ago. I was like, oh, I haven't even heard these dudes, and found out you had like three or four albums out, or a bunch of albums I had already missed. So I just binged it. I'm like, I get it, but it's definitely not horror punk. It's its own original thing. It's a hybrid of a bunch of other stuff.
Bless you.
So during all of this crazy pandemiciness, what movies have you been watching to entertain yourself?
Oh, dude. You're gonna love this. Okay. What We Do in the Shadows.
Dude, so good.
Okay. I just saw it recently. So there's that, What We Do in the Shadows, and then,
are you talking the movie or the show?
The movie first. I want to do the show now. Yeah. And then you're gonna be like, what the heck? But Evil Dead, the Evil Dead series.
Yeah.
First Evil Dead. I haven't seen it. So
Yeah.
You're
right. I am mind blown that you haven't seen it. Those movies are rad.
Dude, it's really good. I saw like one episode, I'm like, oh, all right, let's keep going. Oh, dude, I love Bruce. Dude, all right, did you know Bruce Campbell has an Instagram?
Yeah, it's Shemp Malone, right?
There you go.
Yeah, and it's all just like these beautiful scenic pictures of him on hikes and stuff. I love it. Because like his Twitter is all actually like movie stuff and like appearances, but then that Instagram is just like old Grandpa Bruce, and I'm here for it.
dude, okay, so you haven't been seeing his... It looks like he found Snapchat and just using Snapchat filters and then putting them on Instagram. And he's like just fucking around. And that's some like the latest stuff. I'm like, hell yeah. Rude.
Such a goofy dude.
Yeah.
And they had the original Evil Dead playing at a couple drive-ins like on a tour. And I know he showed up for one of the ones nearest to him. And it killed me that it wasn't anywhere near here. Because like up here in New England, there's no... There's only a couple of good like drive-ins nearby, but he wasn't going to come over here for it right now.
I've been cool, dude.
Do you have any drive-ins near you right now?
Not that I know of. During the pandemic and all that, like the drive-in things.
I'd rather just anyways. I hear you. There's no air conditioning, no good air conditioning at the drive-in. You'll miss the movie.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of other bands that have come out of like the Arizona area, and it's funny because the only one that I can think of based on my not based on what I have in my mental library is Alice Cooper.
Oh.
So it's interesting that the two bigger bands I can think of from that area are both horror and like creepy centric.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget. Yeah, that Alice does that, or he lives here.
Yeah, because like the original band was all from I think right around Phoenix. Like I don't know anything about Arizona or what else is around it, but it's the only two things I can think of. So hey man, add him to your bill. We'll have Ghost, Calabrese, Cooper, and Metallica. All right.
I'll let Alice. All right, sure. Alice can play.
He'll let Alice.
I guess if he wants to bring Johnny along and do the Hollywood Vampire thing, all right, you can do that too.
Dude, Hollywood Vampires is solid stuff. Like I saw that live show; it was pretty good.
Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah. What was the first concert you saw?
Woo! I think it was Danzig.
Fuck yes. Dude, that rules.
Yeah, I was quite younger, and I thought how you had to like express yourself, like. During the rock show, is just to like do this the whole time. So I was just doing this the whole time. It was cool, man.
Was it like the original lineup with like John Christ and stuff?
If only. Oh. That would have been cool. That's a long time ago. But it was like an in-betweener type thing. I think we're on like Circle Snakes.
Nice.
Or at least when you got those like Circle Snakes side pieces.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got
Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie could play with us as well.
Damn right, dude. He puts out album after album. Like I don't know how he still finds it in him. And now working with like John Five, one of like the best guitar players out there. Like dude's got some killer stuff.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of his movies?
Rob?
Yeah.
Man, you know. I think I've only seen House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. I enjoyed them.
Yeah, that's about all you really have to see.
What was the witch one he did?
Oh, Lords of Salem.
That one looked cool. That looked promising.
Yeah, and if you like that Argento kind of style, it felt like he was going for his version of Suspiria meets Rosemary's Baby.
Sounds good.
if you go into it with those two in mind, I think you'll dig it. It's definitely a little, it's his most artistic endeavor as far as his filmmaking goes, which is why I can see why people didn't dig it. But I feel like if it got better reviews, we would have gotten better movies because it showed he had an interesting original voice. Instead, he's just done Devil's Rejects again and again and again with a different name because of how well that movie did.
It works.
Dude knows what he's doing. You know, I mean, he's making money left and right. So who am I to criticize his other movies? What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, like a traditional one or just like a candy in general?
Hit me with it. Either or.
Peanut butter or Butterfinger.
There you Dude, go. That's my absolute. Remember Butterfinger BBs?
I think I do.
There were little like balls of Butterfinger.
Okay, yes, I do.
All the commercials were like Simpsons based for whatever reason.
Oh, they were. Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah, the Butterfinger.
That was my jam. I almost bought. I found someone selling a bag of like old Butterfinger BBs for $40 on eBay. It was like 2 a.m. I'm like, I should just buy them and fucking eat them. They're gonna be great. Very happy I didn't make that decision.
You did it?
No, I did not. No.
Okay. All right. You're gonna die.
I would die. I would. But I'd have to eat it, even in the sober light of day. I'd have them in my hand and think, "Well, shit, I can't not eat them now." But someone out there bought it. Someone has them. I hope still has them, still sealed. If you happen to be listening to this, for the love of God, don't eat them. Just sell them to me. I'll eat them. I'll bite that bullet.
Damn, son. Also, candy corn. Candy corn's really good. People hate it, but I love it.
Dude, all about it. I've got a whole smattering of shitty Friday the 13th tattoos, like specials, and I have this one. Let me get close to the camera for a second. That of the candy corn eating a dude. Now, the fun thing about it is I sat down at the table. I was like, I'll get that one. And the guy's like, okay, what order does candy corn go in? And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure it's orange, yellow, white. Now, I'm wearing a vest that has a candy corn pin. I have my phone in my pocket so I can just Google this shit. And I'm like, oh, no, you're right. He's fucking wrong. So I've got this candy corn tattoo in the absolute wrong order for the rest of my life. It goes yellow on the bottom, orange in the middle, white on top. I'm an idiot with the best ugly tattoo ever.
Well, the artist should have known.
Right?
Should have Googled. It's not your fault, JR.
I got this one, and my other buddy got the same one, the same color order. My girlfriend got the same one from a different artist and got in the right order. I'm like, fuck, at least you got the right one.
Dude, I don't even have any tattoos.
What? Gotta get you guys have so much killer artwork. How do you not have any of that tattooed on you?
I don't know. They're also kind of expensive too sometimes.
Yeah. And,
but I have been thinking hard on it recently. And I'm thinking about this. You can kind of see it. Can't see it.
Yeah, dude, the goat inverted cross, absolutely.
Yeah. That, but so it's like that, but like an artist would make it like a traditional look, like with the shade. Yeah. That's what, like right here would be good. Or right here.
Hell yeah. Do it up, man. Have you seen Calabrese tattoos on fans?
I have. It's wonderful. Every time it's wonderful. And I know there's more out there. Just people just don't like taking photos. Everyone, send in your tattoos somehow. DM us, tag us. I love seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and post that shit. Tag me in that too, and I'll obviously be sharing that as well. I love seeing all different tattoo artists working on crazy stuff. I've got a whole bunch of mine. You've heard me talk to a couple tattoo artists on here. All sorts of good fun. So if your first tattoo is going to be Calabrese based, obviously, what's number two? What's your horror tattoo you'd get?
It would just be a Calabrese one.
Just head to toe, Calabrese imagery. Get it out there, man.
All day, dude. You don't even know. Like, all right. So I got my shirt on, my necklace. Can't see it.
Got the pants too. Dude, you're your own best billboard.
I'm decked out. Yeah.
We get it.
Probably be Calabrese thing.
So, with Halloween around the corner, I'm Sam coming to you to pick my movie night. What's the three triple feature we're going for Halloween movies? They don't have to be Halloween based, but three horror movies we're watching in a row. Your picks.
All right. First one, Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hometown heroes.
Number two, you're going to slide into The Lost Boys.
Okay.
And then you're going to round it out with, what's a good round out?
So far, we're going pretty not super family friendly with Lost Boys, but in general, we're getting to like a no older than 13 required here. Give me your R-rated third. It's late night. Just the adults are up. What's that third pick?
Ooh. I'm racking the brain. I want to give you a good one. I want to impress you.
I'm easily impressed. You're good.
All right, frick it, dude. Suspiria.
Original. Fuck yes.
Round out with that. I guess there we got, I guess, is that R?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's R. I mean, the first scene you have, the chick hanging from her neck through the window. Got that on the topic of tattoos. I've got that window right here on my elbow piece.
Son of a gun. Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's that? Show them off. What else you got?
Oh, I've got my, I've got the Suspiria window. I've got my Night of the Living Dead girl there.
I've got my Stephen King Jodie Verrill from Creepshow there, my Crypt Keeper on the inner arm.
Okay.
I got a Mummy, the Candy Corn, a Bleeding Present, a 13 Cat, the Lollipop from Trick or Treat.
Cool, cool, cool.
Got the three masks from Halloween 3.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dan Duquette from Scallywags Tattoo and Shane Murphy, who was on episode number one for most of my tattoos. Love that shit.
Man, okay, you're gonna love the reel that I'm gonna post after this.
Fuck yeah, I'm excited.
You just showed me.
Cool. I'm excited to figure out this reel shit, because I never jumped on TikTok. I missed the boat back when Vine was a thing, so I gotta figure out how to do the Instagram rendition of it.
That's right. 16 seconds of something either funny or informative.
Okay.
Keep that.
You can be funny and informative. Bill Nye is very successful on that route.
Yeah, the combo. There you go.
So we brought up Suspiria a time or two, and Goblin's one of my absolute favorite soundtrack makers of all time. I did see them 2 years ago now with Claudio Simonetti's Goblin live scoring a showing of Suspiria in the theater. One of the coolest things ever.
Very cool.
If you could remake any movie and do a Calabrese soundtrack for it, what movie is it? What are we going to hear the Calabrese? Was it?
Star Wars.
Hey, man, I'm all for punk rock Star Wars. Like, bring that on.
only bass that movie gets played a lot.
Yep. I mean, hey, you'll be just, the royalty check there is going to be insane. I mean,
there you go.
Trying to think if we have any examples of like hard rock Star Wars, and I'm sure insane that's going to have a bunch of people be like, oh, you fucking idiot, you forgot about X, Y, and Z, but I can't think of any like hard rock and space operas.
There you go, dude. We're on something.
We got it. We found it. So I'm thinking we could even pull in some of the horror elements. We could get space vampires involved somehow. Go an alien route. There's an idea here, man. We got this. We're writing that movie.
I like it. Write it down. You better write this down.
I'm on it right now. So I mean, obviously one of the bigger influences for the last couple albums has been Danzig. I love hearing the Ghost influence, especially on Flee the Light, because we're getting like a lot of the synthy stuff. Yeah, it's pulling from Goblin with the producer dude, but it's giving me the vibes from Ghost that I wanted them to go with, and they didn't. Because I will defend left and right the first three or four Ghost releases. I didn't care for the last one with Rats on it, but whatever. I mean, it's obviously crushing it and making hand over fist money. But yeah, dude, that 45 is sick. Between Kiss the Goat and, wait, I know the other song. I'm gonna cheat because you're holding it. Oh no, it's blurry. I can't. Mary on a cross. I got it. We got there. But no, that split was great. And their whole like character arc with like Papa is cool. Like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Woo. Yes, Mama. Oh, here you go. You can kind of see it.
Yeah. See, I'm a stickler because I have a couple different vests. So I don't put anything on there for a band I haven't seen. Oh wait, shit! I saw Ghost open for Maiden. They can go on my jacket. I need, once this whole end of apocalypse thing is over and you guys come back and leave Arizona for a minute, come play Massachusetts, then you guys can grace my jacket. Until then, I'll just buy stuff and stockpile it until I can actually see you.
All right. I like that. That's good. Buying things.
Well, because that's the thing, man. Like, I like being able to support all the artists I can right now. And it's really hard because like, I'm used to being able to go to shows, buy the merch there, do it like, do my whole like meet and greet and picture thing. I'm a picture whore. I love getting pictures with people who I see. And it's the last show I saw was end of February when Argyle Goolsby played down in like Western Mass. And it's just, I'm missing it in a weird way. And I don't know if I'm even comfortable going to shows yet. You know?
Me neither, dude.
Like,
I don't know. I see like sometimes like venues are like tiptoeing. They're like, oh, I'm going to do a show. And I'm like, I don't know. Number one, I don't think anyone ever, I don't know. Will the fans feel comfortable to leave the house and until like there's the everyone's cool.
Because like,
don't need to wear masks anymore. We're good.
And then the bands that you see playing just all seem so. I don't feel great shitting on bands that are playing shows right now. But you see, like, this is a good example because they're easy to shit on anyway. Fucking Smash Mouth played that like biker rally, which that whole sentence in and of itself shouldn't exist. But then they came out and like, yeah, fuck COVID. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? You're Smash Mouth. Go away.
The paycheck probably was really good.
It had to have been. I'm sure you've seen it around there too. I'm seeing like local festivals that are playing outdoor. I'm like, no, we're all staying safe and distant. I'm like, I'm seeing pictures and videos of idiots moshing. That's not safe and distant. Like, I don't care that you're outside. You can't do that right now, man.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, I feel that need to go to shows and jump around and yell lyrics and stuff, but I just, I'm sweating right now having a conversation. Imagine me jumping around and talking to people. And like, no, I don't know. I don't trust people.
when we get out of this, we'll put on an epic stadium world tour with Ghost, Metallica, and maybe Danzig. He's up for it, and Rob Zombie. Oh, there you go.
I'm here for it. You're dissing my boy Cooper, but I'm here for it. Did you listen to the Danzig Sings Elvis album?
I may have.
What do you think?
All right, I will tell you this.
Go for it.
I'm a big. I root for Danzig, and what I could say about it is. I'm glad that he's doing things.
Yes.
But he may need some help, you know, like a helping hand, someone to produce him. Yeah. And I think he's doing it all himself. And like our guy, you know, like he adds all the stuff. He tells us what sucks and he cuts things out. That's what Danzig needs. Does that make sense?
No, I completely agree, and I appreciate the candor with which you said it, because there is a lot of good on that album, and I get trashed on for saying that. Like I bought it, I have it on vinyl over there. I listen to it regularly because there's a lot of good decisions made in it. I agree that there needs that production to it. Like even instrumentally speaking, it's just a lot of it feels anemic. Like I don't know what the decision was half of the guitar solos was for it to sound like it's recorded on a first act guitar that you bought at Walmart and plugged into like a Bluetooth speaker, but it just doesn't sound good. Like there doesn't, you know, he's got the ability to get good production on, just didn't do it.
Yeah. Classic get what you pay for. And yeah. You're doing it yourself. It's free.
I'd be curious to see it done live.
He was supposed to do that one show, maybe two shows.
Yeah, in L.A. for like $500 a ticket. Now, I'm saying that with a tone of voice like I'm judging it, but I know damn well if it was within like an hour drive of me, I would have paid $500 to see Danzig.
It was $500.
Yes!
I'll talk to him if he can do it, but...
And they sold out. They were both sold out.
Hey, man.
It's ludicrous.
Like a small room, so you're like, oh, I could feel Danzig breathing on me. Like,
because I think that was the vibe he was going for. Was like that classic, like Elvis in Vegas, like in a lounge, everyone sitting, everyone relatively well dressed, clapping along appropriately to the songs that were playing. Like, I would love to be able to do that kind of vanity project for anything. Because you know that's all it is. He's wanted to do it for forever. I mean, the Misfits covered Blue Christmas back in the 70s. His solo band covered him a time or two as well. What was it? Not Trouble.
Crap, what song was it? Was Trouble.
Was it Trouble?
I think it's What Live.
Yep, you're right. Okay, I was there. I had it somewhere. Because he's always wanted to do Elvis, so he finally got the chance, and this is what we got. Like I get it and I like a lot of it, but again, it is that production value.
So. Yeah, if he just wants to like call me, I'll help him out.
For the next Elvis album, I'd like to see him do Roy Orbison, because he wrote for him like back toward the beginning of like the Danzig solo shit. So I'd love to hear him do an actual full Roy Orbison album too.
He did.
Because what was that song? I keep thinking of 13, but that was the one he did for Johnny Cash. It was the Roy Orbison one.
It's in the brain balls. I just can't remember. You've seen the photo at least where Roy's sitting there and Rick Rubin. Yeah, we've all seen the photo.
It's awesome. It's just that you could almost feel like that energy coming off of him during that, just like that happiness, like going even further back to the one with Vampiro with Jerry Only, Danzig, and Doyle. Jerry Only's face of like that enigmatic happy energy, that's what Danzig had during that Roy Orbison one. Like it was just like peanut butter and jelly coming together, man. It was just great.
JR,
yes.
Have you heard Less Than Zero?
Yes. Because that was the Danzig and the Powers Orchestra? Something. Power and Light Orchestra? Something weird.
I want 10 albums of that.
Dude, I'm here for it. Let's get Rick Rubin back into the mix. Get some other like funky good producers on there to make it that caliber. Because if the Elvis song was at that caliber of Less Than Zero, would have been killer. Would have been album of the year all day long.
Yeah, dude. And also, if Danzig, I know you're Danzig. I know you're watching.
Of course.
Music videos. I could whip out a really good Danzig music video for Danzig. Call me back.
Dude, I'm all about it. I'm all about the Davey Calabrese Danzig music video. Whether it's Elvis tunes, whether it's some new shit, whether you're going to help him make a better movie than Veronica, I don't care as long as you're helping to give us the caliber that Danzig can provide us. Yes. All right. Well, we have been going for a little bit. I really do appreciate you taking your time out to talk with me. Where can people find your – this is a loaded question that could take its own episode. Where can people find you online?
Okay, just search Calabrese on Google. There you go. You can add us at Calabrese666 at most places. Find us out or find us on YouTube. All right. I'm a professional. Hold on. Let me get a drink. I'm going to tell you all of it.
Everyone take out your notepads now. We got plenty to research here.
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're on TikTok. Where else are we? We're on MySpace. I don't update that anymore. But those are good. Those are the main channels. Okay, you can also sign up on our email list. And all right, that's not much.
Well, there's
Calabrese666.
Yep, Calabrese666. Literally everywhere they post. Frequently, all the time, all sorts of really cool content from like behind the scenes stuff, upcoming stuff, new merch that they put out, like this flag that we're talking about. A lot of really good content on there, way more than I could ever keep up with.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate you taking out the time to chat with me for a bit here. This will be going up soon. And yeah, just thanks, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a bit. Subscribe to the Slashinings podcast right fucking now.
Well, thanks, man. I hope that is influential and gets more people following me and checking me out as well.
Alright.
Thank you all so much for listening, and I really hope you enjoyed it. And you're damn right that Dayglo Necro's flag sold out almost immediately. I'm really starting to feel that itch to go see a show, like really, really bad. I'm hoping we get to a point where it's safe to attend a concert soon. As far as the aforementioned Ghost Metallica Calabrese show would be a cool lineup, I think if I had to pick one, it would be Calabrese, Blitzkid, and Alice Cooper, because fuck yeah, Alice Cooper. Speaking of music, I'm going to spend most of today, September 14th, posting a lot of my favorite horror-influenced music, whether it's rock, punk, doom, even some horrorcore rap. I like a lot of different stuff. I'm going to post a lot of that to my Instagram stories throughout the day. Feel free to message me on there and let me know what your favorites are, what I've missed. I'm always down to find new music and learn new things. Also, at around 5 o'clock today, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today, I'm going to post the link to my 2020 Halloween playlist. I've been carefully curating that for all of your ghoulish needs. It's going to be on Spotify, so off the bat, I'm a little bummed that it won't have any Samhain, or do you say Samhain? Either way, whatever. It's going to have plenty of Danzig and the Misfits, just none of the good middle stuff. But please feel free to send me your playlist, send me your recommendations. You can message me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All of those are at slashinningspod, or you can email me directly at slashinningspod@gmail.com. It's been a minute since I've had a listener submitted question, so please feel free to ask me literally anything. And if you're enjoying the show, please give it a follow on any of those pages I had mentioned, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to carve your ratings into a tree in the middle of the dark woods, but make sure that if you do that, you're going to leave a drop of blood just to ensure the Lord of the Pit sees it and knows how awesome this show is. It's getting to be full tilt boogie Halloween season here, and I am ready for it. I'm going to be back in 2 weeks where I talk with an up-and-coming horror author. We chat about their upcoming newest treasure trove of forbidden lore. Until then, keep it creepy.